On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, Season 1, Episode 13.
And plus, what I also do at the meeting, I also videotape the speeches, and then I talk with the speakers afterwards. How'd you do your speech? Why'd you do your speech? That kind of thing.
That's Art Bird, Area 13 Governor for District 10. Art and I had a discussion a while back. This is part two of that recording where Art talks about how his club, Youngstown Executive Club 408, uses video to help guests find their club. Art's got some great ideas about how simple it is for Toastmasters, with even just a cell phone, to add a new dimension to the club's internet presence. And have you ever had a secret and it was burning a hole inside you not to tell? I've had a secret now for a couple of weeks, so stick around to the end to hear some exciting news. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. Art Bird, how are you today?
I'm very, very good. How about yourself?
I am doing well, thank you. You are doing a yeoman's work in Toastmasters. This year, you are an area governor and you are a club officer. How do you make that balance work?
Well, I tell you what, I've come from a thing of probably being simple and trying not to knowing what the club needs. I have one of the things I always try to find out, what do we need? What do we need? And then I write it down. And then I just try to check off certain things. I try to have at least one goal a month that I'm trying to get to. And that's with the area governorship and also being the VP of public relations. I just try to really know that I can't do it all. I can't be the ondulant man, cook it up in a pan and fry it, all that stuff. So I just try to really find out what exactly do we need, because sometimes you can do over too much, but nobody wants to tell you that we didn't need all of that. So I've seen that before. And so I just asked them, what's something that we need? Okay, we need publicity for the open house. We need publicity for the club contests. And plus, what I also do at the meeting, I also videotape the speeches, and then I talk with the speakers afterwards. How'd you do your speech? Why'd you do your speech? That kind of thing. So I do a lot of the media, the video editing and doing those kind of things, because I think it adds something, and then posting it to YouTube so that people can see the speeches, and also it's public relations, people can see what we're doing. So I take the pictures at the meetings, I do the video, and then I try to put it together where people can access it.
That is an amazing PR job. You're going to make me look bad doing mine.
No, it's basically because of my background. A lot of people don't have background in doing media. I worked at a television station, and also I was the chairman of a film group. So learning how to get the word out is sort of something that I've kind of fallen into. And capturing moments. I'm really good, if there's anything, capturing moments. And we had a situation yesterday where we had one gentleman who told this great story about being a coach of a losing team. And that moment would have been lost, but now it's preserved on videotape or flip camera, and people can see it. But sometimes I think with Toastmasters, people do speeches, great speeches that move people, inspire people, but it's all gone. So I try to also do an audio recording if I can, just to give it to them a little bit later, something along that line. Can add some value to what we do as Toastmasters.
Have you done the communicating on video manual?
I have not done that. That's probably something, because I do it, I probably wouldn't do it.
I understand.
So I'm basically doing it already and that kind of thing, but there to help if anybody else is doing it. I don't think anybody in our club has done that.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with another DTM who had finished that book as part of his 6-book requirement, and he said that if he were ever going to do it again, he would consider doing it with a team, because there's so much involved in having somebody do the videoing, making sure it works, can do the editing, can do the posting, plus do the speech and the interview itself. There's a lot of work behind this kind of thing. But he sees great value for Toastmasters clubs being able to do this. Is there some way that you could help another club in or outside of your area who wanted to start doing this kind of a project?
Sure. I mean, there's an easy way to do it. And my secret is, because someone asked me, because I put together a year-end video and with photos and everything. And people asked me, because what we're going to be doing at 408, we're doing, and we had a discussion yesterday on our in our meeting, and I was leading the discussion. I said, I know that a lot of people, there's newsletters that people send out. District 10 does one. I said, how do you read them, and how do you choose? Do you read them? And a good thing, they do read District 10's newsletter. Pipawani will be happy about that. But I just thought we're kind of like a visual kind of thing. We're so YouTube oriented that we want it quick, and we don't sometimes want to read everything. So I came up with a visual newsletter. So what I do, like, our club is moving to a new location. So what I did was I asked the president, Mark Williams, why are we moving? And he gave on camera, and he gave that. So what I did was I put together a small little video story where I went out and I went to the new location and I filmed some video and I took some pictures. And we had gone there before just to have a test meeting. So I had pictures of the group actually in the building. So we just kind of did something. I did something like that, put his voice under video, and he explained why we're going there, and then put the address. And the video was to show people where it's at, because it's going to be on a long strip of the city. And for them to know exactly where it's at will help out. That's what we're hoping. But I think anyone can do it, because what I do is I put a template in. I use iMovie. And what I do is I just stick the video in. If it's a speech, if it's an interview right after, I try to make the interviews really short so I don't have to edit them. And so it only takes me about 7 minutes to actually do the story, change from someone else's name to someone else's name, and then make a duplicate copy and do that. And then it's ready to post. And I try to post like on Wednesday, give myself a day. That's another trick to doing all this, is scheduling it so that you're not over committing yourself. And that's how I try to do it.
That is an amazing project that somebody could do a lot with. And my own club, which meets in a grocery store, and every week we don't know where our meeting might be held. If we created a video that would show people on our meetup site or our website, this is where you'd look for us, that would be a very useful tool. I can see this being very good for us.
Well, you can do it, and I believe if anybody's got an iPhone that takes video, that's definitely a way to do it. And you just talk to someone after, just like you're talking to me, and just kind of make it very simple. Say, we have our club contest coming up, and boom, boom, boom. What are you looking for? You know, and so I'm basically, instead of writing an article, I'm letting the person live tell what's going on. And so we kind of thought about the DVD. I asked people, did they want something physical? They're more interested in streaming, which kind of surprised me, of having things streamed so they could click on and be at home instead of like a physical DVD. Then there's other people who wanted a physical DVD. So we're going to kind of try both of those. And we also wanted to use the video to contact old members, people who had been there before, to especially like we have one that's looking back 4 years. That's when I pretty much started taking video and pictures. And just to remind you, hey, we miss you. We appreciate you being a part of our Toastmasters, if you ever want to come back as a guest, and so. Just different things kind of lead to a different other thing. But for other groups, how they would be able to do video, very, very easy. Doesn't take very long. Once you have the template there, and many people post to YouTube, Vimeo, and are able to do that. So we have a presence on Toastmasters. We have a presence along with our YouTube channel and also with the Facebook channel and Twitter. We try to do that.
I'm sad to say that ArtBird will not be giving an education session at the district conference. I strongly encouraged him to apply. This is the kind of information and opportunity that all Toastmasters can use. And you know what? The District 10 conference chairs agreed with me. Art isn't giving an education session presentation. He's speaking to the entire conference at our morning session. That's the secret I've been sitting on. We're going to have Art give a demo on how you can use your cell phone to add video to your club website. If you haven't decided about coming to the 2015 Spring Conference, make up your mind now. Art's presentation alone is worth the cost of admission in benefits to your club. Ticket sales will start soon. You can go to district10.org, our wonderful sponsors, to check out the conference's ticket sales information. Art isn't our only speaker. We'll have 6 breakout sessions on a variety of topics: mentoring, club membership retention, communicating with the kids who should get off your lawn. I mean, who are using technology in ways that we boomers don't always understand. We'll also have the DTM award ceremony and the international speech and speech evaluation contest. The conference will be held on April 18, 2015. You won't want to miss it. As always, thanks to District 10 for sponsoring On the Table Podcasts. Meeting adjourned.